From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Namwa Delaney. Thanks for checking in with us. This St. Patrick's Day, here's a look at what's happening now in the news. In Albany, New York, David Paterson has been sworn in as the new governor of New York. Paterson replaces Eliot Spitzer, who announced his resignation last week, shortly after reports of his connection to a high-priced call girl ring became public. Today, Democrats in Florida could put an end to the idea of a mail-in presidential primary. The state was stripped of delegates to the party's nominating convention because it held its original primary too early. The Orlando Sentinel reports that Florida's state Democratic chairwoman will decide by today whether to call for a revote by mail. That idea doesn't have the support of Florida's Democratic representatives in Congress. Police say a female suicide bomber is responsible for a deadly attack on a mosque in Kabul, Iraq. At least 33 people have been confirmed dead. Iraqi officials say dozens more were injured. The blast happened a half mile from the Imam Hussein Shrine, one of the holiest sites for Shiite Muslims. Vice President Dick Cheney says the past 5 years in Iraq have been difficult and challenging, but successful. He made an unannounced visit to Baghdad today and met with Iraq's prime minister. It's been 5 years since the U.S. led the invasion of Iraq. Cheney says there's been significant progress since he visited the country 10 months ago, and he believes the next U.S. president should keep U.S. troops in Iraq. New York police report search crews have recovered another body from the rubble of a construction crane collapse in New York. That brings the death toll from the weekend incident to 6. 4 construction workers died when the 19-story crane fell in a Manhattan neighborhood Saturday. The accident injured dozens of others and damaged 6 buildings. City officials say the crane passed a safety inspection Friday, and a new section was being added when it fell. Crews in downtown Atlanta are cleaning up after a tornado tore through the city Friday night. The twister damaged skyscrapers as well as landmarks like the CNN Center. Broken glass, bricks, and other debris still litter the ground. Some commuters have been finding it hard getting into the area. Dozens of traffic lights are still out, and many streets remain closed. At least 27 people were hurt in the storm, but no deaths were reported in the city. 2 people were killed elsewhere in the state. Well, be sure to stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from around the world. And, of course, we'll have updates right here throughout the day.